We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32 today. The title of the message today is Much Needed Change. And I know all of you really enjoy change in your life. Well, first of all, I have a picture of something. Slide 2.
首先,我跟大家放出一个照片。
Do you guys know what this is called?
你知道那个东西叫什么吗?
The English word?
在英文里面叫什么吗?
Anyone?
有人知道?
Well, let's call it the agitator.
我们称呼它是个搅拌,搅动者。
And it's part of the washing machine that washes your clothes.
是一个洗衣机一个必须必要的一个部分。
It moves back and forth and shakes the clothes back and forth.
它把这衣服来回来回的转动来搅动。
As far as I know, it pretty much wreaks havoc on your clothes to get all the dirt and get all the coins out of your pockets.
它这样搅动的话，可以把衣服上的脏东西，或者你还放在口袋里的铜板都搅动出来。
As soon as we were saved, the Holy Spirit entered our hearts, and that's when change began.
当我们接受主的时候，圣灵就内住在我们心里面。
He began to shake all the dirt out of us.
他把所有我们里面的脏的东西都弄出来。
And if you're a human being, there's a lot of dirt to clean up when we became saved by God.
我们都是人，当被主说拯救的时候，我们里面还有很多污秽的东西需要处理。
See, the Holy Spirit is holy because it's part of God. And for God to be present in our lives, He needs to make us holy like Him.
圣灵是个圣善的灵，它代表着神。神要我们变成完全的圣洁。
That means He needs to agitate us, shake us, and convict us of the things in our lives.
他需要在我们，让我们知道，在我们生命里面当中，我们很多污秽的东西，他愿意像这搅拌器一样把我们弄得很圣洁。
He needs to remove the dirt out of our lives.
他要在我们生命当中把我们脏的东西要处理掉。
He needs to remove the dirt from the past, the present, and the future.
他要把我们的过去、我们现在、我们未来所污秽的东西完全清理掉。
See, even as Christians, we have a tendency to fall back into sin because we're still human and it's still a struggle in our lives.
即使我们是基督徒，我们常常还是会跌回到我们过去的生活当中，因为我们还活在这个世界上，我们是一个人。
But God cleaning us up and making us holy is a very important part of the Christian life.
在基督徒生活当中，让神来把我们生活能清洁是非常重要的。
God needs His people to be holy.
神要他的子民圣洁。
And we have the capability of doing that because of the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
因为圣灵住在我们心里面，使我们有能力这样子来做。
We're going to read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32, and to save a little time, it will be read in Chinese.
用地去来读以中文来读以弗所书第四章第十七节到第三十二节。所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地灰昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪心种种的污秽。 你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的， 有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。神气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、老恨、愤怒、嚷绕、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并且要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
See, you must be in a continual relationship with God in order for Him to be able to work His fullness in us.
我们大家一定要跟神有持续不断的关系，这样你才会得到他完全的应许。
We see a chapter earlier, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.
在之前，以弗所书第三章第二十节到二十节说到，神能照运行在我们心中的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
So the Holy Spirit living within us gives us the power to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine.
圣灵在我们心里面给我们能力，让我们能够行一些我们不可以想象不到的事情。
Sometimes we set our goals high with our education and our work life.
常常因为我们受了不同教育，我们的工作能力，我们对自己设有不同的一个标准。
And we set our standard low for our spiritual lives.
当我们对我们这个属世的生活，我们定标准反而会非常的低。
And I don't think we do this on purpose.
我知道这不是我们故意要这样子做的。
Sometimes our cultural influences push us in certain directions.
有时候受到我们文化的影响，把我们推逼到一个方向。
And I know in this country there's a lot of competition, and so we give into that competition.
你在这个国家，我知道我们有很多的竞争。
And some competition is healthy, but I think if we go after and we chase after these things before we go after God, we make a grave mistake.
为了竞争，我们常常要牺牲和改变我们神的关系，这个是不对的。
Change for anyone, saved or unsaved, is a very uncomfortable thing.
对于一个信徒得救的人，还有一个没有得救的人，去改变，要去发生改变，是一件非常不舒服的事情。
I remember when I was younger, I actually moved 13 times growing up. I moved 13 times.
当我连小孩子的时候，我们家搬了13次。
And so I was used to a lot of change, and I don't know that I liked it.
我习惯这种没多久搬家一次的生活上改变。
Right now I've been in the same house going on 13 years.
但是我不知道我喜欢那样不喜欢，但现在告诉我，在我现在这个房子已经住了13年。
And I think Karen's been ready to move, but I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Karen 愿意再搬家，我就说不要再三考虑。
It puts fear in us to change.
改变在我们心里面会产生一种恐惧。
And sometimes we have a lot of pride. We carry pride with us, and we don't listen to the Holy Spirit because we don't want to change.
常常我们自己面有一种信任骄傲，我们不愿意听圣灵的话来让我们生活当中有所改变。
Sometimes we don't want to hear what God has to say about us.
甚至我们说不喜欢听神要对我们说的话。
There's a story about a man who went to the doctor.
有一个故事讲到一个人去看一位医生。
And he said to the patient, "You are in terrible shape."
医生这个病人说，先生，你的健康情况实在很危险，很糟糕。
You've got to do something about it.
你一定要做些什么事情 来帮助你自己。
First of all, you need to tell your wife to cook you nutritious meals.
首先你要告诉你太太要煮一些有营养的东西。
Stop working like a dog.
不要一直做像牛一样在那边做事情。
And inform your wife you need to make a budget for her.
通知你的太太总是要家里面要有个预算。
You need to tell her to keep the grandkids off your back.
你要告诉你太太说哎呀把你看看你我孙子。
But you need to relax.
让我能够放轻松一下。
And unless you have some of these changes in your life, you're probably going to be dead in a month.
医生说你除非你做这样改变不然在一个月之内你就会安息主怀。
The man said, you know, coming from you,If you could tell my wife this, it would be much better. It would hold a more credibility.
这医生对病人说，对这个病人的医生说，你可以直接跟我太太讲，因为你讲的话有权威。
So if you could call her, that would be good.
可不可以请你打电话给我的太太
？So the doctor did, and when the fellow got home, his wife rushed to him.
所以医生是了，打电话给太太，那这个病人这个先生就回到家里面。
She said, "I talked to your doctor," and she wailed, "You poor man, you only have 30 days to live."
太太哭着对他说，我跟你医生讲的话，他告诉我你只有一个月时间活才活。
For the born again believer, change is something that should come freely, but it doesn't. It doesn't come easy.
所以这样要去改变一些东西不是很容易的。
When you trusted in Christ as your Savior, you became a new creation in Him.
当你相信了主是你的救主，你就是在他里面是个新造的人。
2 Corinthians 5:17 states, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone; the new has come."
因为哥林多后书五章十七节里面这样说到：若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We should be living like new people.
我们应该活着像个新造的人。
So we're going to go through. If you've got your Bibles, please open them up to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32. We're going to go verse by verse.
那你有圣经的话，请打开圣经，翻到以弗所书的第四章第十七节到第三十二节，我们会一节一节讲这个经文。
Number one, change is a personal choice.
刚提到改变。改变一些个人的选择。
Now, some men that are married say, "No, I don't think so. My wife puts a lot of pressure on me."
别的结婚的男人说，要这不是我的选择，是我太太要我这样改变的。
But it is a personal choice. We look at verse 17. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
但的确这些个人的选择像十七节里面说到所以我说且在主里确实的说你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
And the word so here is a connection with what Paul is writing in the first three chapters.
他就说所以我说是把保罗在前面写的三章的东西跟这里连接在一起。
And this was emphasizing the spiritual standing of a believer.
他之前强调的是一个属灵的标准。
And the authority of the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you.
一个在圣灵里面是给予你的一些特权。
In the first part of chapter 4, he relates the gifts that have been given to the church.
第四章里前面一段一开始说到是神给教会一些功能。
That we need to live it out in Christ.
能帮助你活出一个在基督里的应有的样式。
So he's called us in a position of authority.
他给了我们这种样的一个权利。
See, a lot of times people think, we're not in a position of authority. We're not in leadership, but we are.
有人说我。并没有一个什么特权，我也不是在一个领导阶层的。
When you accepted Christ as your Savior, you became a leader and a follower of Jesus Christ.
当你接受了主，你就变成一个主的跟随者，也是变成一个领导者。
You became a disciple of the most important King of Kings.
你变成万王之王的一个门徒。
See, if you're a mom, you're a leader of your home.
如果在家里面你是做母亲的，你是领导这个家。
If you're a husband, you're a leader of your wife and your children, and you need to own up to that leadership that God has put you in.
如果你做丈夫的，你是你太太给你孩子的一个领导者，你要有那样的样式，神给你的样式。
And here it's saying to no longer live like the Gentiles.
这里说到不要再像外邦人行事。
And you think, well, we're all Gentiles here. I don't think there's many Jewish or Hebrew people here today.
我们相信我们都是外邦人，我们在你当中没有一位是犹太人或者希伯来人。
But he was not referring to non-Jews, but he was referring to what the Gentiles did. They were pagans. They worshipped idols. They lived a very immoral life.
这个你的讲外邦人指的并不是非犹太人，而是指异教徒，他们活着一个非常腐败的生活。
They lived in moral depravity.
他们道德低落。
And see, God doesn't want us to live like that. He wants us to be changed, to be new people in Him if we claim to be Christians.
神并不是要我们这样子，神要我们活着像我们认为我们是他门徒的生活方式。
We look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11.
在哥罗前书第六章的第九节到第十一节。
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived.Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, or homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
So we were all these bad things, and then all of a sudden we were washed, we were sanctified, and we were justified.
知道我们过去有这些不好的事 的行为，但很快很短时间我们变成一个成圣的人了。
Justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit our God.
在耶稣里面靠着圣灵工作我们成圣。
And you say, Pastor, I wasn't a drunkard, I wasn't sexually immoral, I didn't do all these things, that wasn't me.
你要说牧师啊，我不是犯奸淫的，我又不是青蓝色的，那不是我。
But if you were apart from God, you deserve the same sentence as anyone that would commit any of these sins as well.
在神里面，我们是一个蒙恩罪人，我们就跟那些犯过那些这些罪的人，我们情况是一样的。
We were headed toward destruction, and then all of a sudden.Jesus saved us, justified us. He made us new, a new creation in Him.
当我们正向一步一步灭向走向灭亡的时候，神把我们挽救了回来。
And that's something to get really excited about.
这个是不是也很奇妙的事情呢？
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 18. It says, "They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts."
在十八节里面讲到，他们心地灰昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Now here it's talking about people that don't know God.
这讲到是那些不认识神的人。
They remain in darkness and they don't come to the light.
他们仍然选择停留在黑暗里面，而不愿意进入到光明当中。
Well, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. It sheds light on this.
在跟那个后书四章的三到四节里面，给我们一些比较清楚的解释。
And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. It is Satan who places the veil over their eyes of unbelievers, but it is Jesus Christ who opens the eyes of our hearts to believe.
经文中的记者说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的形象。
So Satan blinds the world; he blinds their eyes from Christ.
撒旦把这个世界把我们人眼睛都蒙瞎了，让我们看不到基督。
Maybe you share Jesus with people, and to those people you share with, it's like you can't get anything into their mind about Christ.
当你跟人分享基督福音的时候，你会有经验，觉得这个人，我再怎么跟他讲，好像福音他都进不去他心里面，他没办法了解。
Well, the good news, it's not hopeless.
但好的消息说，这并不是一个绝望。
Because Jesus can unveil their eyes.
我们知道神会把那蒙眼睛的那个幔子拉开。
I remember when I was in junior high and high school, and I was praying for certain friends to come to know Christ.
当我在初中、高中时代，我常常为我的一些朋友能够认识主，而为他们祷告。
And in my mind, I thought, how can they come to Christ? It just seems impossible.
但我常想，看到我那些同学，这些人怎么可以会接受基督？
But I remember going to church camp, and the speaker encouraged us to continue praying for those that are lost, those people in our lives.
当我去到一些福音营的时候，那讲员说，你要不断地为他们祷告，不断为他们祷告，他们会归向基督。
And as those friends, were friends also in early college years, I saw them come to Christ as their Lord and Savior.
当那些朋友他们进入到大学时代，我亲眼看到他们归向的主。
And God pulled back the veil that covered their eyes.
神把他们遮住眼睛的幔子拉开了。
And I want to encourage you not to give up on those people in your lives, those family members, those people you work with.
我请你们为祷告，为你家里人，为你所关心传福音的人祷告。
Because we were like them too.
因为我们以前也像他们一样。
Our eyes were veiled.And God broke through.
我们的眼睛被蒙起来，但神把它挪开了。
And God probably used someone in your life to help bring you to that point.
很多时候人也就使用其他人把我们带到那个地步。
Let's look at verse 19. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality.So as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
他们十九节讲到，他们良心既然丧尽，放纵私欲，贪心种种的污秽。
The longer people stay in a sinful life, the more difficult it is for the light to break through.
当一个人停留在罪的生活当中越长久，那么要把这个生命的光给他们就更困难。
Over time, people.Get hardened and they lose their sensitivity.
时间慢慢过去，人心刚硬，就对着罪的敏感度就越降越低。
And that's why it's very important to us to focus in on children and youth and college students.
所以非常重要的，对我们的孩子，他们或者在中学、大学的年轻人一样。
The percentages are that most people become Christians before while they're in college or under.
因为很多人在那个阶段，他们就归向了基督。
But many people, their hearts become petrified. Have you guys ever been to the petrified forest?
你们知不知道？你们没有去到一种叫做石头化的一个树林
？I think it's in New Mexico or Arizona. I can't remember. I went with my parents when I was a young boy.
当我是小孩子、男孩子的时候，我跟我父母常我们都住在。Oklahoma 那个地方，常常我们看到这种石头化的树林。
And it's pretty amazing to see trees that became rock.
你真是非常的惊讶，你看本来是棵树，那现在变成一个像石头一样的一棵树。
There's also a Greek word called porosis.
在希腊文里面有个字叫做 porosis.
And this is also meaning a stone harder than marble.
这讲到一种石头，它比大理石还要坚硬。
It also has a medical term used for chalk stone.
在医学上也有一个名词叫做 chalk stone.
And it can be in the joints and paralyze a person.
它可以发生在我们人的关节里面，让这关节失去作用。
The callus can become harder than bone.
这个所谓的这个 callus 这个石化的东西。可能比石头还要硬，骨刺可能比石头还要硬。
The word means the loss of all power of sensation.
这个意思的字的意思就是说，人对这所有的感觉都没有了，没有了感觉。
And sin has a way of petrifying people's hearts.
罪有这个能力，让人的心变成石头那么刚硬。
And we know this is true of people that don't know God.
我们知道有些人是不认识神的。
But as Christians, we have a possibility of that happening in our own life if we don't come before God and be transparent about ourselves.
即使基督徒，如果你不来到神面前，把自己献给神，这种危险性依然会存在。
I'd say it's more than a possibility, it's a natural tendency for people to be prideful.Prideful.
不是，这是很自然的。人常为自己觉得做事情就很 自以为傲，自以为是。
I know when my wife tells me things that I need to change, or maybe I've done something wrong, it is hard for me to admit sometimes I'm wrong.
我这个时候，太太常常在我家里发生的事情，也让我自己有时候很困难说，说在我太太面前说，的确我做错了一些事情。
Or maybe I've messed up with my children, and I need to ask them their forgiveness.
有时候我让我的孩子，我得罪了孩子，我要去向他们道歉的，但很难做。
And this happens a lot because I make mistakes.
因为在我们的生命当中，我们常常会做错事情的。
One thing I love about children and I love about youth is that they're so forgiving.
我很喜欢年轻的孩子跟 youth， 因为他们。
Forgiving.
他们常常很愿意饶恕我。
That's one reason I love working with teenagers.
这是为什么我很喜欢跟十几岁的孩子一起同工。
Sometimes they can drive you crazy and you can yell at them.
什么时候他会令我很抓狂，我甚至要大声跟他们讲话。
And then you can ask their forgiveness and they'll give it to you.
你让你向他们要请求原谅的时候，他们常说就会我原谅你。
With us as adults, it's not quite like that, is it?
但大人大概就不像是这样子了吧。
When we offend each other, we hold that against the person.
我们当中彼此有冒犯的时候，我们愿意跟你和好。
And sometimes we let the spirit of bitterness and anger to take part and to start to petrify our hearts.
但是我们说不愿意去做，但这种刻毒的。恶毒的心在你面面，在我们心里成长，慢慢把我们的心石化了。
We need to be careful not to do this.
请大家注意，不要走到这个地步。
Point number two, change is a personal attitude.
第二点就是说，一个改变是一个人态度上的改变。
Let's look at verses 20. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him.And were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Some things. Go ahead.
第二节说到，开始说圣经上记载到，你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去从前行为上旧人。
You responded to God, you know, the Holy Spirit kind of wooed you to himself.
当你改变的时候，这圣灵就会在你的生命当中做，就来吸引你。
And aren't you glad that God loved you enough to kind of gently move you toward himself?
当你慢慢的让你转向归向 归向他。
I want to mention in Mark chapter 5, the woman who had the blood issue.
就好像一个在 马可福音第五章 记载着那个血漏的妇人一样。
And in verse 27, it says, when she heard about Jesus,
在第二七节马那第五章第二七节接到，当这妇人听到了基督耶稣的事，
she had hope.
她自己有了希望。
She thought, this is someone that can heal me.
她知道这个人可以 医治我。
This is someone that can heal me completely.
这个人可以完全的医治我。
And if you know the story, she had suffered for 12 years and had gone to many doctors and couldn't get healing.
你知道这故事吧？那个妇人患血漏病，患了十二年，看了无数的医生，没有一个人能够医好她。
And she thought, if I could only touch him, I'll receive Jesus' healing.
她心里很确信，只要摸耶稣的衣裳，他就可以医治我。
And she did. She grabbed his cloak or the tassels, and she was healed. And Jesus knew that power went out from him.
他的确上做了，摸了耶稣的衣裳的坠子，耶稣感觉到有能力从他身上离开。
And much like her healing, we need to be healed of our sin.
就像这个妇人的感觉一样，我们也愿意我们的罪得到医治。
See, Jesus is our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our brother, he's our master, king, provider, and he was a servant on this earth.
我们知道耶稣是我们的救主，是我们的弟兄，是我们的拯救者，是我们的王，也是我们的仆人。
He's the commander in chief.
他是一个总司令。
And he holds truth in eternity for us.
他拥有永恒的真理。
See, the Holy Spirit uses Scripture today so that we can come together and we can study His Word to know Him better.
我们今天有圣经赐给我们，让我们从当中 来学习、知道、认识他。
But He also left us with the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do His work.
神也把圣灵赐给我们，让我们能力，让我们有能力去了解他的话语。
That we would be turned from our sin, our deceitful ways, and be turned to Christ.
让我们能够离开我们那种欺骗的生活，能够败坏生活，来归向神，归向上帝。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 27. As for you, the anointing you received from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him.
就像约翰一书第二章第二十七节里面这样记载的，你们从主所受的恩膏要常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
See, this is real and not counterfeit faith.
这是真的东西，不是个假造的事情。
Another word for remain is also abide in Him.
就停留在里面，也就是跟他联合在一起的意思。
And I don't know when, if you guys can go back in your mind when you first were courting your spouse and remember the feelings you had.
当你回想到你跟你配偶的关系，你的感觉是怎么样？
They were a little bit warmer and fuzzier than they might be now.
可能他对你很温柔，有时候很让你很不舒服，对不对？
But all you could think about was that other person and that.Spend time with that person.
但是说你说有的是一个人，你要跟他一辈子。
And you pursued them with everything that you had.
你给他一切你所有的。
Until you won them over and then you married them.
所以你就跟他结了婚。
See, God wants us to abide in Him. He wants to be close, us to seek after Him. He wants us to to think about him in our minds all the time, to be praying without ceasing. He wants us to pursue him, sometimes maybe how we pursued our mate when we first got to know them.
就像我们跟我们太太关系一样，神也愿意也要求我们跟他有一个联合一起的一个这样的一个关系。
But it's a choice, and we've got to be seeking after Christ. It might be something that's not natural for you.
这种去追随基督，不是我们自然本身自然而然发生的，是我们的一个选择。
We've got a lot of distractions in our lives, and so there's a lot of things pulling apart from our relationship with God.
在我们的生活里面当中，有很多的力量把我们想跟神拉开。
I mean, we get so busy, we sometimes don't even study the scriptures or think about God.
比如说我们那么生活很繁忙，我们没有去读神的话语，甚至也没有想到我们跟神的关系。
Maybe we've been hurt in our lives and we've distanced ourselves from God because we've been hurt and we blame God.
或者我们也受到很多伤害，我们跟神的这个距离就越来越远。
But we need to draw close to him. We need to abide in him.
但我们需要跟他有一个更接近的关系，我们需要跟他联合在一起。
And I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
我跟你保证，这样子你就不会感觉到失望。
Let's look at Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
就像罗马书第十二章第二节圣经上这样说的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
See, as Christians, we're supposed to be very different than the world, not to follow after the pattern of the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our minds need to change.
我们既然是基督徒，我们就不应该跟这个世上人一样，我们要心意更新，来不断地改变我们的心思意念。
And if you've been around believers that are really strong in their faith, they love to talk about Jesus.
如果你对神是有一个很坚强的信心，你就会常常喜欢跟人讲解基督。
And it's a joy and delight to spend time with them.
那是一种让你很喜悦的那段时间会让你觉得很喜悦。
And then there's some that you've been around and they don't even like to talk about Christ, or maybe they change the subject.
很多人当你跟他讲这些东西的时候，他不喜欢，而常常试着改变你讲话的主题。
And maybe there's sin in their life, I don't know, or maybe they're new believers and they're interested more in things of this world, but we need to be talking about Jesus. We need to be excited about what he's doing in our life.
那些人可能他有一些犯罪，或者他对世界才留恋，但是我们既然基督徒，我们要不断地把这个福音传给他们。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24 states, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
像第以弗所书四章二十四节讲到，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Point number three, change is a personal responsibility.
第三点，一改变是一个个人的责任。
Verses 25 to 28, therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
以弗所书四章二十五到十八节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可以给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可以有余分给那缺少的人。
Wouldn't it be great if when we accepted Christ, if like poof, a magician, we became just completely changed and that we didn't have to work on these things?
那是不是很奇妙，当你接受的主的时候，就算很噗的一下，你就变成一个 完全的人。
But that's not the case.
但事实上，事情不是那样子的。
But the reality is, when we become a believer, we have a place in heaven. A place in heaven. The book of life.
我们知道，但我们一旦接受了主，我们在天堂就有份。
But just like that agitator needs to work out the sin in our life. He needs to clean us up, make us holy.
就像那个洗衣机的那个搅动器，它搅动我们生命，让我们生命变得越来越清洁。
In verse 27, it says, "And do not give the devil a foothold."
二十七节特别讲到，不要给魔鬼留地步。
See, we need to not let the door of sin open, or even crack the door a little bit.
我们不应该对罪，我们不应该把我们让我们的门给罪留一个小的细缝。
Satan wants to worm himself into our lives.
因为撒旦会尽其所能的来进入我们的生命里面。
And sometimes it's very difficult for young people, college students, because sometimes they haven't set their standards high, and so sometimes they leave that door cracked open.
特别是年轻的在大学的学生，虽然他们有时候他们定很高标准，但是他们不经意的把那个门他打开了一点。
But not just young people.We as adults do that as well. We leave that door cracked open, and Satan worms himself in and starts to slowly work into our lives.
不止年轻人，我们成年人也一样，常常我们不经意的把我们那个门打开了一点点，那撒旦就趁着这个机会进入到我们的生命里面。
If you're not submitted to the Holy Spirit and to the Scriptures, you won't even know that He's come in.
如果你不是顺从圣灵，顺从圣经的话语，你甚至不会感觉到那魔撒旦已开始进入到生命里面了。
Because he does it very quietly and very cunningly.
他是非常狡猾的，也非常安静的在做那样的工作。
But we need to wake up, church, because Satan wants to get a hold of our lives.
我们要注意到撒旦的目的，他要主控制我们的生命。
This next month, the teens are, we're gonna, I'm gonna take the teens to Guatemala.
下个月我会带着一些 youth, 我们的年轻的弟兄去到瓜地马拉这个国家。
And the youth are new believers.
这些年轻的孩子通常都是刚刚信主的人。
And sometimes people look at mission trips as something to go and help people.
别人认为这个去做这个短宣是去帮助那里的人。
And that's a part of it.
那只是这个短宣的一个目的之一。
But the reality is that God wants to get the hearts of those young people and he wants to agitate them and he wants to make them uncomfortable and he wants to change their mind about their present life.
事实上神是要利用这个机会让年轻人去感觉到跟他们生活不一样的那种生活，它就像搅动器一样来搅动他们的心。
And sometimes we need to get away and listen to God.
什么时候我们常常我们自己也需要去到安静地方来，去到一些地方来经历神。
And also, please be praying for the teens as they go. I know that God wants to do something great, and they've been open enough to go.
我们知道这些的孩子心都打开了，愿意去。让我们 来祷告来支持他们。
Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9 to 12. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that at will be condemned who has not believed the truth but has delighted in wickedness.
我们再看一看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章九到十二节，圣经上这样说：这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动，行各样异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理 到不义的人都被定罪。
Let's, as the church, we need to be careful not to chase after counterfeits.
我们在教会我们小心，我们不要追寻那些虚假的事情。
Point number four, change personal commitment.
在第四点，就是说一个改变是一个个人的委身。
In verse 30, he says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption."
所以特别在第三十节讲到。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
This is a very serious matter, our relationship with Christ.
这是在我们跟神的关系上，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
We were born again, we were made new in Christ, a new creation.
我们重生，我们变成一个新造的人。
The natural law that coincides with the spiritual law of the new birth, if you know about Newton's first law of motion, everything continues at a state of rest until it is compelled to change.
这有一个自然的律跟这个熟练的律是吻合的。就像牛顿的第一运动第一定律，他说到每一件事情它都是停留在它一个这个静止的状态，除非有外力去推动它。
Christians, you can't stay at a place of rest. There is no retirement for believers.
基督徒啊，这里没有让你休息的地方，没有一个信徒是可以退休的。
There might be retirement from your work, but there is no retirement from Jesus.
从你工作上，你可能会有一天会退休，但是在基督里面，你没有退休的日子。
We need to wake up and we need to get moving.
我们要警醒，我们要随时的行动。
And it's very personal.
那是一个非常个人的东西。
And you need to make a change in maybe the way you live, maybe the people you hang out with that will encourage you to be the kind of Christians that you need to be.
你要改变，你要改变你周朋友，让你变成一个真正是一个基督徒的基督徒。
And it's for you and you alone.
这是只是在你身上自己身上发生的。
But when you make that choice,to start in motion, you will affect many people around you. They'll see a difference in your life.
当你这样站起来行动的时候，在你周遭的人就看到你行动，就会知道你是神的子民。
And we're not living a life of motion so that we can earn God's love.
我们并不是说我们能够用我们行为来赚取神的爱。
But as holy people, He moves us to change.
但那些属灵的人。感动我们，让我们去有所改变。
You've been baptized into Christ, and He abides in us, and we have the Holy Spirit living within us.
你受洗归于神，就有圣灵内住在心里面，让你跟神的关系紧密在一起。
And God's power wants to change you.
神的能力要改变你。
But that's gonna take some change of our mind.
但这改变要从我们心智开始。
We're gonna need to seek His will.
我们要寻找他的旨意。
And guess what? It's not complicated.
那这样我们就不会变成无力。
Because He's ready to use you where you are right now today.
因为他要用你，就是到你现在的时刻，你现在光景要使用你。
If you don't know if you have security of salvation, or you have eternal life, or you haven't trusted in Christ as your Savior, I would say make that choice today.
如果你还没有那种安全感，没有那种信心，没有那种委身，我劝你今天就这样子做。
No one said we have tomorrow.
没有人告诉我们说我们一定有明天。
And there's been people in our church that one day you saw and the next day they weren't around.
在过去我常见到我们教会里面，今天我看到这个人在明天我就见不到了。
It's not something you can categorize as a B or C category in your life.
这些人你在之前你没有办法来确定他是哪一个种类的。
It's something that needs to take place first before anything else.
这是我们要去做来去在他们生命当中去做发生让他们发生的事情。
It's change, it's your choice.And it's very personal.
这改变这样是一个改变，是一个个人的一个选择改变。
The question is, how will you respond to Christ?
问题说你怎么样来回应基督
？I hope you You'll not just go home and make a dinner, but I hope you will change your life. I hope you will evaluate your life often.
希望今天晚上回家之后来思考我们怎么样来重新来 定位衡量我们自己的生命。
God doesn't want us to be content with where we are with our faith.
神不要让我们因为现在为我们现况我们 信心的现况而得到满自己认为满足。
I mean, when you were a non-believer and you realized that Christ would save you, you were discontent and you were ready for change.
如果你还不是基督徒 你应该就在你准备做改变不要为自己 现状而感到满足。
But as Christians, we need to seek after that continual change.
那作为基督徒，我们愿意大家能够一个持续这样子的一个改变。
Let's pray.
我们一起大家祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you produce change in us, and sometimes you do it quietly, and sometimes you do it loud.
天父，我们知道你在我们生命当中在改变我们生命，常常你是静静的在做，或者让我们感觉到你在做。
Lord, I know it's not easy. It's not easy for me, and it's not easy for anyone in this room to change.
我们知道去改变在我是不容易的，也是在做各位身上是不容易的。
Lord God, I pray that you would help us to submit to your Spirit in changing us and making us.